This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is grateful as Indonesia beats China. VOI reporter Dora Pardede has the report.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is grateful for the national football team's 1-0 victory over China in the ninth match of Group C of the 2026 World Cup Asian qualifiers. The match was held at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta on Thursday. After watching the match, President Prabowo shared his hopes for Indonesia to qualify for the 2026 World Cup.
The journey still has challenges. We have to win against Japan. Who knows, this time we'll be lucky enough to reach the World Cup.
Kali ini kita beruntung bisa masuk Piala Dunia.
Indonesia's winning goal came from a penalty by Ole Rome at the end of the first half. With this result, Indonesia now ranks in the top four of Group C and advanced to the fourth round. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs sends Idul Adha greetings from Mecca. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs and Amirul Hajj, 1446 Hijri Nasaruddin Umar, delivered Eid al-Adha, 1446 Hijri or 2025 AD greetings from Mecca, Saudi Arabia. In a press statement published on the ministry's YouTube channel on Thursday, he expressed hope that Muslims could observe Eid al-Adha with deep devotion. He wished that Indonesian pilgrims would not only earn the title of Maqbul Hajj, meaning their pilgrimage is accepted, but also Mabrur Hajj, which bring benefit to people back home.
Semoga seluruh rangkaian-rangkaian ibadah yang kita lakukan pada bulan ini.
Hopefully, all the worship we do this month, starting from Sunnah fasting, Idul Adha prayers, slaughtering of sacrifice, and especially for friends in the Holy Land, carry out their prayers, and hopefully we all also return home with not only fulfilled Hajj that is accepted because the pillars of requirements are met, but also by obtaining a Mabrur Hajj that will later be felt by other people in our country.
The minister also prayed for all Indonesians, including teachers and families, both living and deceased. He offered the prayer in Arafat and asked the public to pray for the pilgrim's safe return and stronger faith. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. kau segalanya. Oh oh,
setiap malam hari.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu.
Seandainya aku sedikit lebih pertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Matahari sudah di penghujung petang. Ku lepas hari dan sebuah kisah tentang angan pilu yang dahulu melingkupiku. Sejak saat itu langit senja tak lagi sama. Sebuah janji terbentang di langit biru, janji yang datang bersama pelangi. Angan-angan pilu pun perlahan-lahan menghilang, dan kabut sendu pun berganti menjadi rindu. Aku mencari, aku berjalan, aku menunggu, aku melangkah pergi. Kau pun tak lagi kembali. Sebuah janji terbentang di langit biru, janji yang datang bersama pelangi. Angan-angan pilu pun perlahan-lahan menghilang, dan kabut sendu pun berganti menjadi rindu. Sejak saat itu langit senja tak lagi sama. Berganti menjadi rindu. Sejak saat itu langit senja tak lagi sama. Aku mencari, aku berjalan, aku menunggu, aku melangkah. Cari. Aku berjalan, aku menunggu, aku melangkah pergi. Kau pun tak lagi, dan ku kan memulai kembali.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Bila tersayang jatuh di pangkuan, tiada keinginan hatiku menyayang selain dirimu. Bila tercinta seorang semampu diriku, selama bersama akan hanya ada cinta. Semenjak bersama takkan ada hasrat, hilangkan cinta yang telah ada. Sanggupi untuk ku memberi mimpi yang terindah. Selama bersama tiada hendakku berpisah. Oh, oh, selagi bersama hanya ada kita. Coba bersumpah saling mencinta untuk selamanya.
bukan cinta yang telah ada untuk selamanya.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemaid in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. the road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Cigalap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Hani, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Hani to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Cigalap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Hani for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child
belajar.
Is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Hani to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers, but also by the volunteers and youth in Cigalap village. Every week, Hani does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencak silat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanannya mana? Kaki kanannya ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Hani, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided five villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Cigalap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Hani has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Hani. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody. Morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day we are study about present tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu.
So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets. And real well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and ducks. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Hani. Anwar, a Tigla villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Hani.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Hani karena telah apa namanya?
I really thank Hani for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Hani even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God. My grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Hani runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donor sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month. But thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Hani moved from one village to another to and live in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa.
We hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Wants to be a doctor so I can help my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusut.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Mungkin kalau anak petani jadi petani.
It is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. A symphony of sights and sounds. Across a beautiful nature. We'll find the colors of paradise.
Satu yang ku perlu, ku rasa hanya dirimu yang membuatku rindu. Bila saat nanti kau milikku, ku yakin cintamu takkan terbagi, takkan berpaling, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Hingga ku pasti menunggu selama apapun itu, demi cinta yang ku rasakan, yang hanyalah kepadamu. Yakinkan hatimu kau milikku, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Oh. Ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, oh. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, oh. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu.
Thank you for still joining us, Voice of Indonesia, with the program of Indonesia Today. Listener, electric vehicle is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? what can be done to make it really green. Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal-fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
Get more details only on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's music corner, we present a keroncong song called Semusim or One Season by Hartika Ningsih with Rizky. The song was composed by Kina Nasution, Debi Nasution, and Eros Jarot. It's the soundtrack of the Indonesian film Badai Pasti Berlalu, which was released in 1977. In the recording process, Eros Jarot appointed Berlian Hutauruk as the lead vocal for the song. In 1999, Krisha re-sang the song, duetting with keroncong singer Wajina. Then Juno and Raihanun covered the song, which was released in 2007. The lyrics touch on the beauty of nature and the journey of life. Well, listener, here is Hartika Ningsih featuring Rizky with the song Semusim. Happy listening.
Pagi penerang, cerminya besar.